Thank you, Scott. I want to start also by thanking our hosts for welcoming us here to your home. It's a very special place. And I'd also like to thank the folks who spoke before me here today for your leadership on these issues. On behalf of my organization and 15,000 or so members from California and Oregon, but also from a host of conservation and fishing groups who have dedicated their lives to this project, California Trout, Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations, American Rivers, Sustainable Northwest, Salmon River Restoration Council, others too numerous to name. And also bringing thanks on behalf of hundreds of fishing industry businesses and commercial fishermen, guides, fly shops, all of whom are grateful to you. I was preceded here by a steelhead angler, and I'll have a steelhead angler follow me here at the podium. This is already one of the best places on the West Coast to fish for steelhead. And the action that we're talking about here today is the single best thing, single most important thing that we can do to bring them all the way back. We're talking about reopening close to 500 miles of steelhead habitat through this project. As Don and Scott and others have noted, it's a big step, but it is just one step on the long road to redemption for the people who depend on the Klamath River. And we're as dedicated and as committed as we ever have been to a comprehensive solution for our other challenges. We need to solve our challenges for water supply reliability and fish flows and habitat and tribal economic development. And we've had some setbacks along the way, but I'm optimistic about that. We have a lot of folks here today and many others who, more than any other place that I've worked, have a shared vision for how we can all live together. So today we'll celebrate. It really is a great day. And tomorrow we'll get back to work. Thank you. So up next, we have Congressman Jared Huffman, who has the great fortune to represent what is, let's face it, objectively speaking, the best congressional district in the country. Congressman Jared Huffman.